در بخش سوم یا پارت سی به موضوع شغل می‌پردازیم. با توجه مجدد به موضوع استراتژی‌های مکالمه در اگزم هینت این بخش، به کانورسیشن تیپ توجه کنید که در آن جملات نمونه‌ای برای استفاده از have to, must, should و had better آورده شده است که برای بیان اجبار، عدم اجبار و یا نصیحت به کار می‌روند. به تفاوت must not و don't have to در این دو جمله توجه کنید. You mustn't tell anyone what I said. یعنی نباید به کسی بگی اون چرا که من بهت گفتم. And you don't have to take part in that party. یعنی اجبار نداری که توی اون پارتی شرکت بکنی، به معنی نباید نیست. Now we begin part C about jobs and occupations.
Do you like your job?
Yeah, I am a university teacher. I like my job because I work with students and they are young and I like it very much.
How do you like your work?
As I said, I like it so much. I can't live without that because I see a lot of friends there, my colleagues, and the location is, very fascinating.
How many days a week do you work?
I work 5 days a week.
What time do you start and finish your work?
Nice question. It depends. Sometimes I start at 8. Depends whether I have a class or not. Sometimes I start at 8. Sometimes at 9. But usually I finish at 4 in the afternoon.
What time do you get home from work?
It takes an hour for me to get home. So I get home usually about 5.
Do you ever work overtime?
Sometimes, yes. For example, in the exam time, I have to consult my students. I have to support them. So I stay at the university up to 7 or 8 in the evening.
Do you work on weekends?
Most of the time, no. But sometimes it happens. Sometimes.
At what age do people in your country usually start working?
People in my country usually start working, if they are men, they start working after graduation from university or after doing the military service, after completing military service. If they are women, they usually start work when they graduate from university or when they are at least above 20.
What age do people in your country usually retire?
The law says people should get retired at 60, but different people, different jobs have different specifications. So sometimes sooner, sometimes later. Some jobs are harder, so the people get retired sooner.
Describe your current job, please.
As I said, I'm a university teacher, and I teach at university, and I have something like 20 hours of teaching during the week, and the rest of the week, I spend time with the students. Sometimes I write books and articles. Sometimes I answer the questions through emails. And similar things.
Would you please describe your first job?
My first job, at first I started teaching at high school. For 1 year I was a high school teacher. I was teaching English there.
Do women usually work after they get married in your country?
Well, why not? I mean, if they agree on that, yes, they women also work after their marriage.
Did you ever have a part-time job?
I used to have part-time jobs because I couldn't find permanent job. So, yes, I had.
Do you like your boss?
My boss actually is my colleague and I like him so much. We sometimes go climbing together. Yeah, I like him.
Do you think it's more important to make a lot of money or enjoy your job?
Money is important, but a job should be should have other qualities too. I mean, you should enjoy your job too. You should you know, it should give you a sort of job promotion. Money is not the whole thing.
Do you think it's acceptable for women to have a job in the military?
In our country, no. People do not like that. People do not like to see women in uniform. But in many countries, women have this job and they like it. Yeah.
Do you think people over 65 should be made to retire?
It depends on the kind of job. For example, it is not true for a university professor to get retired after 65 because at that time he has all the potentials and abilities to write books. But if the job is very hard, for example, if it is the job of, you know, if the job is, for example, working in a mine, yeah, people should be forced to get retired.
Do you think women and men should be paid the same for the same job?
Oh, well, why not? I mean, if the job is the same and if their abilities are the same, they should be paid the same salary.
Does your mother work?
No, she was and she is a housewife.
Have you ever worked on a farm?
For fun, yes, not as a job. Okay, sometimes we go to the country with friends and family and we try to help farmers, but it is just for fun.
How long have you been working at your present job?
Formally, I've been working at university for the past 5 years.
How many hours a week do you work?
Again, formally, 20 hours. For 20 hours, I have to teach. But I have other jobs to do, I'm actually busy all through the week, from Saturday up to Wednesday.
Yeah. How old were you when you got your first job?
When I got my first job, I was almost, I guess, 19. It was a part-time job.
If you could own your own business, what would it be?
If I could own my own business, I don't like to have my own business. I like working at university. Having your own business has many problems.
If you had to choose between a satisfying job and a well-paid one, which one would you choose?
Sometimes your questions are very difficult to answer in 1 minute, but let me think. Yeah, I would choose a satisfying job with a high salary.
Is it common for men and women to have the same job in your country?
For some jobs, for most jobs, yes, they have the same jobs. For example, at hospital or at universities, usually men and women can have the same jobs. But some jobs are only unique to men and some of them are unique to women.
Is it easy to find a job in your country?
Not now. It's usually, normally it is not an easy job, okay? Finding a job is a job by itself. I mean, especially for university graduates, it's becoming more and more difficult.
Would you please name 3 occupations that you could do?
I could teach, I could write books, and I could... I can name the third one. I have nothing in my mind.
What are some common jobs for men in your country?
Teaching, driving, sometimes cooking, working as a clerk. I mean, bank clerk and the like, yeah.
What are some common jobs for women in your country?
For women, again, the same jobs are also common for women, but most of them, most of the time, they are busy in teaching and hospital stuff like nursing and similar jobs.
What are the least common ones?
What do you mean, for women or men?
For women.
The least common job for women in my country is driving.
What are some jobs that you think would be boring?
A boring job. Let me give me a minute. A boring job. I think driving is a boring job. Driving as a job is a boring job. If it is for fun and, you know, I like it, but not as a job.
What are you trying to do in order to find a job that you really like?
I have found the job I liked, and I like it so much. But if you want to find a new job, you have to read newspaper ads, and you have to visit different job vacancy sites in the internet.
What does your father do for a living?
My father is retired from the army, as I said.
What influenced your choice of job?
First of all, to me, a job should be satisfying, it should be well paid, it should be a little bit prestigious, and it should give enough chance for promotion.
What job do you want to have in future?
I like to continue the same job.
What kind of volunteer work have you done?
I remember, it was high school. It was some years ago. But still, I remember that. We had a volunteer job at school, and we used to go to the neighborhood to find poor people. And at that time, we tried to support them by working at their homes and similar stuff.
What plans have you made for your retirement?
For my retirement? Well, I think the best thing for me to do is to find a calm place and to write.
What are three best qualities of a good teacher?
A teacher, it is true for all teachers, whether they are university teachers or high school teachers or elementary school teachers. They have to be patient, first of all. They have to be patient. They have to listen to what the students say. And they should be knowledgeable. This is the second feature, in my opinion. And the third feature is that they should be patient, as I said, knowledgeable. And the third one is kind. They should be kind to their students.
What's one job you wouldn't like to do?
The job I never like to do is... what is the job I never like to do? I have no idea at the moment. I don't have anything in mind.
What was your first job?
My first job, a real job, which was a paid job, was teaching at high school.
When you were a child, what did you like to do when you grew up?
I like to be a pilot. I don't know why. Now I don't like it at all, but when I was a child, I liked it very much.
Which jobs do you think are the most prestigious in your society?
In my society, doctors, physicians and university teachers have got the most prestigious jobs.
Who among the people you know has the most interesting job?
The most interesting job is the job of a computer programmer, I guess, because anytime he starts working, he may write a software which is totally new.
Would you be upset if your boss was a woman?
Why should I be? No. My boss could be a woman or a man. The best thing for me to do is to have the most cooperation with my boss.
Would you consider the military as a career choice?
Not for myself, but it is needed for the country.
Why not?
Personally, I don't like it. Okay, that's it. No special reason. I don't like it.
Would you like a job in which you traveled a lot?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, I like it.
Would you rather be a doctor or a banker?
Actually, I am a doctor and not a physician, of course, but and I like it very much. Maybe I like to have a good salary, but being a banker is not my career choice.
Would you rather work inside or outside?
I'd rather work inside as a job. I like it because I like to have all facilities around.